Hello,
my name is Mary. I'm calling with Oregon Opinion Service, and we are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your nation and community. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, ma'am?
No.
And are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
For who?
Or will you
for who? I can't understand you. For vote for who? Did you say vote? I will vote. But who did you say I would vote for?
No, I ask you, what are the chances that you will vote for the general elections for president and Congress?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
I'm 71.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I go by the Republican, yes.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction with the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction
very
which the country
very
understand.
Dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Let's start with lowering taxes. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
It's important. I'm tired of paying taxes.
Understand. And if you can rate it from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all and 10 most important, which would be the number 10. Okay, thank you so much. What about protecting abortion rights?
There's murder. I'm not for murder, no. That isn't a right. That is.
Would you say
wrong.
Zero, then?
Yes, I do not support that at all.
I understand. The next one is creating more jobs and raising wages. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
That's very important. People need to work. Get them off welfare.
Okay. If you can choose a number, would you say 10?
Yes.
What about funding for drug and substance abuse programs? For 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Well, that's very important, but they already have that. So why is that a question that's failing? They need new policies. So 0 to 10, they blew it. They have that stuff, but it's not working. So I don't know how I would rate it. I know it's important. But what's being done is a joke.
I understand. Probably a 5, a kind of neutral?
No, I'll do all the way. We'll do all the way as far as we'll do 5. Let's do it because it's a hard question to answer. Because they already have policies in place. It sucks.
I understand. Thank you so much. What about reducing crime? From 0 to 10, how important it is for you to be focused on? Thank you. What about securing the southern border?
A 10.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing.
Well, it's important, but absolutely. But that's just the way it goes. They have enough of those programs for everybody right now. People just need to better themselves. So 1, 5. I'm going to give that a 5.
Thank you so much. And what about tackling climate change?
Oh, it's a hoax. 0. Bullshit.
Understand. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, when 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and you can choose any number. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization,
Okay.
Let's just start with Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100.
0. Every one
Thank
of them.
Thank you so much.
Every one of them.
Understand. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, God, help us. 0. Oh, she's a disgrace to all women. The first we had, and that's her. It's sad.
Understand. What about Donald Trump?
Love him. 100.
Thank you so much. What about McDonald's?
Who?
McDonald's, the restaurant.
McDonald's?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you say? McDonald's? You're asking me about McDonald's?
Yes.
They're horrible.
Understand. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, God, 0.
Thank you. The next one is Lori Chavez de Remer.
Who?
Lori Chavez.
What is she? What is her position? I've heard the name, but I'm not ringing a bell. What is her position?
Oh. Well, being honest, I don't have the occupation.
Well,
I just have the name.
I've heard
question.
Her name, but I can't place her.
Okay, don't Lori worry. Chavez. We can leave it up. No opinion. It's okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
Well, in Oregon, are we referring to Oregon?
Yes.
They're all rhinos. Horrible. 0.
Understand. What about Tina Kotek?
Oh, God. Is there minus 0?
Understand. And the last one is Janelle Bynum.
Oh, God. Same thing. Crazy.
Understand. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump, without a doubt.
Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Oh, God. I would go Republican, but now I know who she is. And, you know, it's like I said, I'll give her a 1. And a Republican, absolutely, but they all need to go, too.
Understand. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance
0.
That you might support her? Small change? Okay,
minus 0.
Minus
never
0. Okay,
God.
Thank you so much. And do you? Understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I completely disapprove.
Okay. Well, you say strongly disapprove then. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
None of them are handling anything for Oregon well, so I'm going to say 0.
Understand, strongly disapprove then. Now, I want to read you a little bit more about your two candidates running for Congress, which is Lori Chavez and Janelle Bynum. It says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, She has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from the homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Saving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community.
I don't even want to hear that, hon. There's no, she's a minus zero. And I'm not too fond of the Chavez either, though, honey. She might be doing a good job for her community, but I don't know if she's, I don't know that much about her. There, I'm not going to put an opinion.
Understand. Okay. Just, I will complete the question just to continue with the survey. And the question says, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican. Republican.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We're almost done with the survey, okay? I do appreciate your time. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
What is what? I did not understand everything you said.
Understand. What specifically stuck out most to you about the Lori Chavez dilemma?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Self-serving. They're all self-serving. They don't serve us. Very rarely does any of these politicians serve us, huh? They serve themselves. Especially in Oregon.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a few statements to some people have made out about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, it's about Janelle Bynum. And you can tell me how convincing is that statement for you to support it. Starting from 0 to 10, when 0 is not convincing at all, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing. It says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as working mother of four, a local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here.
I know who she is. Yeah,
okay.
I know who she is.
So would you say from 0 to 10, it is 0 maybe, not convincing at all?
Yeah.
Understand.
None at all. Race card. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. I just need to read the question just for quality purposes. I'm very sorry, but I will read it quickly, okay? Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhood and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she hasn't. How disastrous it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voted with Republicans. In silence.
No,
to...
We'll see, honey.
Understand. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you? Remember, 0 is not convincing at all. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 very. Okay.
Zero.
Understand. The next one says, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
Zero. Politics.
Okay, the last one about her, okay? Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on the issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, okay, and from 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
Well, zero. I'm not. Well, she'll probably do it, but like I said, what it's not even an option for me to discuss murder.
Understand.
So I don't care what she thinks that, you know, she can vote to murder babies.
Understand.
Freaking goof, they're all are. They'll all burn. But anyway, is there something else? Is this almost done?
No, we're almost done. But sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions may change. So I do have to make this question again.
No, it's never going to change. I've been highly involved in politics for years, and I'm sick of smoke up my fanny. Anyway, go ahead.
So the question is, if the election for Congress were held today, after all that you hear, would you vote for Republican Lenin Chavez, the Remer, or Democrat General Biden?
I would definitely do Republican. We'll keep party lines going, but not impressed with any of them.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez, the Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. It started with Lori Chavez, the Remer, says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can't compromise, end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major...
Oregon values, don't insult us. You say Democrat values.
I understand.
That's insulting to us people in Oregon that have allowed these demons to take over. So that's baloney. Are we done? I'm going to be done and go because I'm not going to listen to this garbage anymore. So, you know, you obviously are from the Democratic Party.
Well, in fact, your opinion is very important because you can't tell us what you think about that statement says.
Well, they're all evil. They're all nuts. They're all liars. They're all in it for their money. They don't care to help us. None of them. The one guy that was retired in Oregon. The rest of them? No. Wouldn't give you 2 cents for any of them.
Okay, so the question pretty much is, how much this statement troubles you about supporting her? Would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat
on
that level?
Not one bit. Let's play politics. Sick of that. That's what we, the people, are sick of.
Understand. I just have the last question about her, just to go to continue with the survey, and you can tell me what you think. It's okay. That's really important for us. Lori Chavez talks about fighting drugs, use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez has invested in profit from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. That's the statement. So would you say that it's a great deal, quite big, just some, or not at all, it troubles you to support her?
Well, it's a great deal that she's doing that. But like I said, I don't want to do this survey anymore. Are you done?
I don't
want to play politics. These are not matters of what is important to us. These are matters of character, politics, and assassination. And we're sick of it. Stick to the facts. So, is there anything else?
Yeah, just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did 2 trade schools and high school.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so
married.
Much, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Thank you.
No, not in my household. My kids
No,
are
your
home.
I understand. And are you or is any member of your household member of a union or employee association?
My husband's retired from 2 unions.
Understand. Thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with your answers. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend, okay? Take care,
man. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.